This story about a dam starts with fire, a steak fry in Yuma. It's where I met Jim Cumming.
Medium rare?
Medium rare.
Bobby, I need a medium rare.
Yep, there you go.
All right.
Perfect.
Cumming is a retired farmer, third generation. He's also the president of the Yuma County Water Users Association. His grandfather immigrated to the U.S. from Ireland by way of Canada. Cumming's grandfather got 160 acres in the Yuma Valley from the federal government.
They had to develop that land, grub it out, you know, bring it into the production, and he had to make a living some way, and this Laguna Dam project opened up, so they moved up to the dam, and he worked on the dam there as a carpenter.
Cumming's grandfather helped build the dam that made it possible to irrigate his own farmland. The Cumming Farm and so many others have thrived due to the Laguna Dam and later Colorado River projects.
It's created a tremendous amount of wealth in the community and the state and the nation. I mean, we send produce now all over the United States, Canada, and even ship it overseas.
On a sunny January afternoon, workers at the Laguna Dam were repairing the original concrete from over 100 years ago. The agency, now known as the Bureau of Reclamation, built the dam. It cost $2 million.
Because it's historical, we have to maintain it.
Doug Cox works for the Imperial Irrigation District. It manages the Laguna Dam. The dam has gates along the California side that are now sealed up. Back when the dam was still used for large-scale irrigation, they'd release the water out of those gates.
It used to divert the water into a channel, and the channel ran all the way, and that's how Yuma got their water.
So irrigation was happening, but the Laguna Dam is small and not built to store water. Crops could still be wrecked by floods.
This didn't really stop the flooding because it didn't stop the water. This is not a storage dam, it's a diversion dam.
Colorado River flooding didn't get fully under control until the Hoover Dam started storing water in 1935. These days, the Laguna Dam doesn't do much more than divert overflow after a big rain. But the Laguna was the first step in harnessing the Colorado River to create both safety and prosperity.
It's up there probably about 20 miles upriver.
Tina Clark is a historian for the city of Yuma. We're on the roof of the old city hall.
I think the Laguna Dam is reflective of having the West become domesticated more and more.
Construction wrapped up on the Laguna Dam in 1909, the same year the Yuma Territorial Prison closed. Coincidentally, Clark owns a restored church in Yuma, built in 1909.
The domestication really came with the churches and bringing your wife and becoming a farmer. So the Wild West pioneers, the miners, the guys that came alone versus the guys that brought their wives.
The farming life drew Jim Cumming's grandparents to the Yuma Valley. Dams, starting with the Laguna, allowed his family to thrive there.
And the river wasn't that, you know, it wasn't stable at all. It was a meandering all over, so it made it real tough, and that's why the Bureau of Reclamation created these places, and it's been a godsend down here.
It's hard to argue with them when you visit Yuma at harvest time, passing acres and acres of winter vegetables, fields as green as the surrounding hills are dry. I'm Brett Jaspers.